So I thought I would give you guys an update on how I was doing with my COVID vaccination symptoms. And I guess I kind of have to report that it's been not great, but it's been pretty fucking great. So I should start at the beginning. A couple days after the vaccination, I was pretty tired, and I spent a lot of that doing some self-care and pampering myself and getting a couple good naps in, so I was well rested. And then I decided to check out the gym. I go to one of those gyms where there's always a pack of guys in the corner, flexing and showing off who can lift more, and they're usually putting on a bit of a show, and it's hard for a girl not to notice. And because I was feeling so well rested, well, in our gym there's a community steam room, and anyone can go in there during their gym time, as long as you're clothed. There's also steam rooms in each of the locker rooms, but this one's nice because you can meet some different people, and it's accessible to everybody, and you can meet some very curious types in the steam room sometimes. And I was in the mood for a interesting experience, you know? I might have chosen the skimpier of my two bathing suit tops, just so I could test the waters, maybe? I suppose I went in with poor intentions, I'll say that. I wasn't sure exactly what kind of trouble I was going to get into, but I was very excited to get into some trouble, and I didn't have that much of an issue with my gym membership being revoked. The fees are so fucking stupid, and I kind of prefer to go for walks around the neighborhood. So I was so pleased when a couple of the guys came into the steam room, and I suppose they were maybe thinking the same thing I'd been thinking. There was an older gentleman in the room as well, and he had been in there when I got in, and he left shortly after these two. Well, so it almost was. It kind of looked like one had been to the gym a fair amount, and maybe he had just convinced his buddy to start coming recently. Like, they're both really fine looking pieces of meat, but in different ways, you know? I really like having something to sink my fingertips into, and I can appreciate the effort put into maintaining yourself. Like, we already know, guys, I'm not that picky, so long as the dick's good. And it usually is. So they both come in, and the old guy leaves, and I think about How to Break the Ice because they are chatting between themselves and I feel like they're ignoring me, but I feel like it shouldn't take that much work to get their attention, you know? I sit up to shift myself and adjust my bikini top. It had started to slip down a little bit in the steam room, and I really should tighten the straps. But I seem to always forget, and it's fine. It doesn't take much to just adjust things, and then we can sit back and fan ourselves a bit and breathe in the heavy air. And I know I don't have a lot of time left in the room. You have to be careful not to overheat, and you really should hydrate. I guess I was busy thinking about how I should break the ice, and I didn't really notice that the thicker of the two guys perks his head up and nods at me and says, "So do you come here often?" As far as openers go, it's fine, because I can say, "Oh yeah, fairly often." And it's like he's trying to play it too cool. I'm not really looking for a bunch of fucking around and trading phone numbers and stupid games and dates and stupid phone calls or emotions. I just want to get fucked. And I can kind of tell from the angle I'm sitting at that this guy could do the job well enough. And I give his friend a look as well, 'cause you may as well play all your chances. There's something about the horrible dating scene advice. Just proposition everyone. And I'm in the stupidest state of mind, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not really worried about what's gonna happen after. I know how to take care of myself, and either of these boys look like they would be delicious. And then I get the most clever idea I've had in a long time. I can't believe I didn't think of it immediately when I saw them earlier. And it's going to be a bit of a finessing situation. All I can think about is how fun it might be to be wedged between the two of them. And my mind is trapped in that image and in how great I bet that would feel. And I kind of blanked out for a minute and missed what the one was saying to me. I think he was telling me his schedule, which is handy, so if I really want to, I could see more of him or I could see less of him, right? I like to keep my options open. But we're working here, we're trying to secure a experience, and I am immediately into it. Oh my gosh, that's so many times. You must be so tired. and sore and muscly. And his buddy snorts at me and makes the meanest comment about stupid bitches, which almost goes over my head because I'm busy thinking about how thick he looks under his shorts, and my eyes are not even subtle in the fact that they are. It's kind of embarrassing to admit, but darting from one to the other, I know I had started to lean forward a bit from the way I had been sitting, and I was already flush with the heat of the steam room, but I can feel a different kind of tension start to build up. And I don't even know how exactly it started. But the next thing I know, I'm sitting in between both of them. They moved over to sit on either side of me. And the more chatty of the two is telling me about how many reps he did today, which only makes me think about how it might be a little bit harder for him to pick me up. But we'll get to that when we get to that. And I am very interested in giving his arms a squeeze and rubbing his abs to let him know that they're definitely there, and I can tell he's been working on it. And then the other guy is asking me a question, and I'm telling him about my schedule, but kind of loose, you know? I don't like to commit to things, so my schedule is basically go to the gym when you want to look at something tasty. And he seems interested in the lifting system that I've been trying out. And honestly, it's just something I've been reading about on the internet, but I hear that it can make things a lot more interesting, you know? And then there is a hand on the small of my back, and another hand on the upper portion of my back, and both of them are twisting a bit in towards me and pressing in closer. And I don't know which way I should be turning, who I should be addressing first. And all I can think is, I didn't even have to do anything. I just had to show up. How lucky am I? How lucky am I? I'm gonna fuck these two. I'm going to fuck them. Not in the steam room, though. My time's almost up. I'm very hot. I'm very hot. Dripping and dripping. Fucking puddles all over the place. And I'm suggesting that we go take a cool shower. And if we're quick about it, no one will even see us when we slip into the locker room, and then go hide in one of those little changing booths with the stupid vinyl curtain that doesn't really afford a lot of privacy, but affords enough. And nobody seems to notice when I slip into the room with them, and I'm giggling like a schoolgirl. I am giddy that my evening has turned into such a perfect opportunity, and there I am with these two lovely young men, and I want to swallow both of them up and I don't even care exactly how we go about doing it. We do our quick shower and slip into the booth, and then one of them is pushing me down onto the bench at the back wall, and the other one is trying to grab at my top to pull it down so you can see my tits. And I'm more than happy to pull them out. I think they are great tits. I think if you get the chance to see them, you are blessed. And I'm going to bless these two boys tonight because I feel like they are going to be doing me a great service, if you will. Then they're both grabbing at me and my chest, and the one has his face buried in my neck as he kisses me and tries to leave small marks along the back of my neck. And his friend, the leaner of the two, is working at pulling my bottoms down and has a mouth on my nipple and is biting at me in a delightful way. And I just have a hand on each of them, on their heads. Just enjoying the attention and enjoying the sensations and letting my hands wander a little bit to their chests, shoulders, grabbing at them. And the one who's at my neck is twisting my other nipple, and then his mouth is on mine, and we're kissing each other, and I am lost in that a little bit until I feel someone pull my legs apart just a little bit. And then there's a wetness on my clit, and I moan and melt onto it a bit. Just the way he started licking me right away made it so amazing. And I start letting my hand wander down his friend so I can pull at his shorts and try to get at his cock so I can get something in my hands. And then they're swapping positions almost. They're both working at the new lips, and I can taste myself in the less appealing one's mouth. He's got a great tongue, though, and I can feel him grabbing at me and pulling me tight against him, and feels firm and hot and aggressive. And at the same time, I can feel my hips start to buck as his friend is eating me out. And then I can feel something enter me. And I realize that he's fingering me with his middle finger. And I let out a cry. And all bets are off. I mean, I come back to, I think the COVID vaccination made me worse. I don't deny that I can occasionally be a bit of a cock-hungry slut. However, I do think this is a bit beyond some of the worst shit I've done prior, and so much fun. And it's feeling so fucking good. I have forgotten that we're in a locker room stall. You know, the one is trying to put his hand around my throat to make me be a little bit more quiet. And then he's whispering in my ear that people might hear us and we don't want to get interrupted, do we? And I can't help but moan, and then he's shaking his head and snickering a bit. So we'll have to put your mouth to better use. I come. I feel myself clenching around his friend's finger, and I have to close my eyes and shudder my way through it. And both of them laugh a little bit. And then they're pushing me down to my knees with my back against the bench. And their cocks are in front of me. And I'm trying to decide who I should suck first. And as I'm trying to decide, I wrap my hands around both of them, feeling the different girth and noting that they're both significantly impressive in their own rights.
It's so big.
The leaner guy is a bit shorter, but what he lacks in length, he makes up in thickness, and all I can think is he should probably go second so he won't ruin the experience for the other guy. And his friend is also quality man meat, a little bit longer and not quite as girthy, but his head has this really pronounced ridge, and I feel like it is going to feel amazing when it pops into me. So I decide to go for that one first. They're not really urging me in any kind of way, and it feels really good to be able to say this one first. And I suppose if I really think about it, it's almost gross. We just came out of the steam room, and certainly we have showered and gotten some of that off of us, but you can't get everything in a quick shower, and underneath the shorts, they are still sweaty and fragrant, and I just feel my I feel my brain shut off a little bit, even more than it already had. Like, I've already come, and now I get to suck two beautiful dicks, and I'm really hoping that maybe, if not today, then sometime soon, I could ride at least one of them. But maybe if I'm really lucky, I can ride both at the same time. I find myself looking up at the one guy, making eye contact, looking for an acknowledgement that it's okay if I start licking him, and he's encouraging me in the most obvious of ways, and I am so excited that I sit myself up straight and close my eyes to just sink myself onto his cock as far as I can immediately, letting my tongue feel over his shaft and where the veins are and over all the sensitive spots of his head. And then I can feel his head pushing into my throat, and then I pull off and lick him off a little bit to clean up the mess. And he's gasping a bit at how eager I seem, and I feel myself give him a wicked smile. Again, I didn't really come here with very good intentions. So while I'm sucking him off and making a show about it and making it messy, really working the shaft with my hand and getting it into my throat so it's a bit sloppy and wet, so I'll have a bit of lubrication when it's my hand's turn to work. And I can hear him moaning and gasping, and his friend is pulling at my shoulder a bit, trying to get me to switch my focus. I've been stroking him, but not super attentively, and I can feel his hand over mine, keeping it moving at a rhythmic pace. I almost feel bad, but I'm the main attraction, you know? It's about what I want. And I am enjoying licking the head of this cock so much. The way it feels when I run my tongue over the ridge of the head, and the way he thrusts his hips a bit when I go deep. It's a lot of fun. And then I finally decide to switch my focus to the other guy. My throat's nice and loose, and I'm a little bit less terrified of the girth.
So thick.
And I make eye contact with him right before I start to let him know that I'm so sorry that I forgot about him, and I'm gonna make it up to him. I promise. And he's got a naughty gleam in his eye, and he's dripping pre-cum, and I find myself just dropping my mouth open and letting my tongue hang out so I can come up from underneath a little bit and make sure I catch the pre-cum if it drips. And I suck it off of him, moaning and whimpering and enjoying every taste. He's pressing my face onto his cock, and I can feel his fingertips digging into my scalp a bit, and I feel like I know what kind of porn he likes. And then he's pulling me off for a moment and telling me that I'm doing such a fucking great job. And I smile at him and say, "I know, Daddy. Thank you so much. You taste so good." And he's smiling and driving me back down on his cock. And it's stretching my mouth a little bit and hitting the back of my throat, and every time he pulls out a bit, I can taste his pre-cum, and his friend is letting out a small whimper as I'm slowly stroking him a bit more attentively at this point. It helps having some lube, and it's a lot of fun. And then I'm being pulled off again and told to get back on the other cock. And I do. I am immediately there. I take a moment to dig into the balls a bit and really give them a special treatment, licking and sucking and juggling them in my mouth a bit before getting up on the shaft again, licking and sucking and running weird sucking kisses down the sides and the underside, lashing my tongue over the most sensitive parts in a slow but focused way. I can taste him now too, and I think he's a little sweeter. He's almost delicious, and I start massaging his balls to encourage him to keep feeding me his sauce. And then suddenly I feel hands on my shoulders, working their way down my back to pull my hips up, and I am standing bent over while I work on guy number one's cock, and guy number two is pulling at my bottoms that are around my knees so I can spread out a little bit, and then I can feel his cock tapping on my entrance, just letting me know he's there, and I arch my back a little bit to give him a bit better access to everything, and I can feel him stretching my ass a little bit to get a better view, and he slips a finger in to make sure that I'm wet, which is stupid because I'm dripping. And then I'm thinking about how good the cock tastes again, and I momentarily forget that I'm about to be dicked down, and I am taking the cock in my mouth as deep as I can, and I'm so close to having it all in my mouth. And then I'm suddenly full and pressed hard into the cock in my mouth, and I let out a squeal of surprise. I wasn't expecting that. I thought it would be a lot more apparent. And then I realized it probably would have been if I'd been paying attention to the hands on my hips and the cock that was being pressed up against my entrance. And then there's a finger rubbing my asshole, and I am sobbing into the cock over how great it all feels, and bouncing myself between the two of them, working the cock into me as the dick comes out, and then back the other way. And I'm sure if people are in the locker room, they can hear us panting and groaning, and it seems pretty obvious with the way that there's three sets of feet under the curtain. But we're not really thinking about that. I'm wedged between the two of them, living my best life, lost in the bliss of sucking one off while the other fucks me. And I am so happy that they're both generous with their approach. And I can feel the one wrapping my hair up so it's out of my face, while the other grips my ass hard and pulls me back on him so he can just stay in me for a moment. And then I can feel The one who's fucking my throat. His pre-cum starts to taste a little bit thicker. And then he's coming in my mouth. He didn't even bother telling me, but I am ecstatic that I get to drink it up. And I start lapping at him and moaning my thanks as it just flows into me. Thank you so much, Daddy. And then his friend is slapping my ass to get my attention, and I can feel him thrust into me one more time as he comes as well. And I let out a shuddering whine as the orgasm rolls through my body, and I can feel him shooting his seed deep inside me, and I can't help but be immediately pleased that I have received both of these loads, so quickly and with such little effort, and B, in such a fun and naughty way. I am happy to moan between the two of them as they recover, and I lap the one clean while he regains his breath. And then when his friend pulls out of me, I kneel down to clean him off as well. And I can't help but notice how good I'm tasting right now as I look at him. And I think to myself, maybe I should get their numbers. I should get their numbers so I can reach out. And maybe they could help me out with a physical fitness plan or something. I'm certainly feeling like I had a really good cardio workout today, and I can maybe go for a bit more stretching, but they did a pretty good job, you know? I'm impressed. It was impromptu. They're cute, though, and when I find out their names, I make a mental note that they're cute, and I would like to see them again, maybe in a slightly less public place. As I slipped out of the curtained booth, I noticed that there was one particularly robust man in the back corner, and I suspect he had been there for at least a moment. But he didn't even really blink when he saw me come out, and I darted out of there so quickly. So, proud of myself? But, now that I've made some friends, I don't really want to lose my gym membership. So the whole COVID thing is just like really fun to me. I don't know. Cock hungry, dumb slut. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I love it. I might do a few more. I don't know. I still have to get my second dose. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.